Ana Rosa.
Are you tired tonight? Are you feeling a little worn down, a little left out? Maybe you had your hopes up for Christmas morning and now you've got that kind of, you know, after the packages are unwrapped, letdown, exhaustion that settles in. We are here to celebrate with you, to lift your spirits and to share stories from the heart. Merry Christmas.
Mistletoe hung where you can't see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear
to the Delilah Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Mia.
Mia, how old are you?
I'm 13 years old.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for letting me be a part of your holidays. What are you most thankful for this holiday season?
I'm thankful for, well, making new friends this year.
So are you in junior high?
Yeah, junior high, yeah.
Middle school is so... It was hard when I was in middle school. Now it's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got good friends that love you just for you?
Yes, I do. I'm also really grateful for being able to go to school and things like that, because there's a lot of children in the world that don't really have the opportunity to.
Very true. I work with a lot of those kids in West Africa.
Yeah.
Do you want to make a dedication or you just want to hear something wonderful?
Something wonderful.
I'm glad you've got your friends that you are grateful for. And I'm going to play a song for you and everybody else who is in middle school and struggling to just find their way, to find their circle of friends, and to find their voice. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Raindrops and roses and whiskers.
bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudel, doorbells and sled bells and schnitzel with noodles.
Enough, simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The feeling's here that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
They found. Oh, when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. Look at that frosty go.
Thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity, thump, thump.
Over the hills of snow. Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul.
with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way,
but he waved goodbye saying, "Don't you cry,
I'll be back on Christmas Day."
Tonight's letter comes from Jacob. Jacob, you have no idea how this letter has touched my heart or helped to restore my faith. He says, my mom adopted my two sisters and me 12 years ago, and now I'm 16. My biological mother put us through a great deal. I remember being stuck in a hot car while my bio mom went in and got drunk. I remember my preschool had to take me to the hospital because I was so sick and my mom wouldn't. One day, she left us at daycare, and then she never came back. My mom now, a wonderful woman named Kathy, is everything that I could ever want, and I am such a proud mama's boy. And that brings me to this dilemma. My school allows me to take a leave of absence for a month or two because of our family financial difficulties. Do you think that this is an opportunity in which I could pursue a job and try to help my mom? My mom is in college trying to get back on her feet. Do you think that this would hurt me educationally? Please help, Delilah. I'm really between a rock and a hard place, from Jacob. Jacob, I will have my mother Delilah's words of wisdom coming up next. You're listening to Delilah.
Thanks for listening. We are KZST. If you have a friend that's moved out of the country, or a loved one in the armed forces who's missing home right now, you can let them know that they can listen to KZST live on the internet right now. It's as easy as clicking on KZST.com. Being away from home just got a little bit easier. Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
Checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Ooh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Is coming to town with little tin horns and little toy drums, rooty toot toots and rummy dum dums. Santa Claus is coming to town. The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. He's gonna build a toy land all around the Christmas tree. So you better not pout. Is coming. You better not pout, better not shout, better not cry, better not start telling you why that Santa Claus is coming. I mean the great big man with the snow white beard. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a young man, a 16-year-old named Jacob, who's asking should he take a leave of absence from high school to pursue a job to help his mom out financially. She was there for him when he was abandoned and abused, and she adopted him. Jacob, here's what I would say. I would do what I did at 16, which is go to school during the day and get a part-time job a few hours a night. In that way, you can help relieve some of the financial stress from your mom's shoulders, and you can finish your education. Because if you stop school to get a full-time job, chances are you'll never go back to school. And chances are whatever little money you're going to make isn't really going to make that big of an impact. So the negative impact on your education is much greater than the positive impact of bringing in minimum wage. That said, why not go to school, either full-time or half-time, and then get a part-time job so that you can pay for the things you need, your cell phone or gas money if you're driving or helping out with your siblings. But please don't put your entire education on hold, because that's not going to be good for you, and that's not something your mother would encourage you to do.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Perfect life.